I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you a special Entitled Parents video. Special because each one of these following posts has come from my own subreddit r/redditoryt. That means that one of you watching right now has posted them in there, and I'm going to read a few out. If you guys aren't already and you want to go and join my subreddit and have your stories and memes potentially shown on my channel in the future, then the link is on screen right now. Go down in the comments or the description below and you can click on it and get involved. All right, let's get into the video. How I destroyed a Karen's life for stealing my art. Hello, my name is Kiyosaki, or Monokuma, my actual nickname. And today I've got a long but good story, so sit back and relax. It's a blend of insane parents and entitled parents. My now fiance decided to tell me this story yesterday, and me being a big time fan, I've decided to post this here. Well, thank you, mate. I recently became a citizen in Japan and had a celebration with my then girlfriend, now my fiance, with some friends. Now this was when Kakuig came out in Genshin and was the ultimate tsundere character, and still is, to be honest. Now there's going to be a lot of anime references here, and I'll be honest, I'm not going to get the majority of them, but some of you may. I was drawing her and some other characters, like Danganronpa and Gundam art, and while I was sitting down in a Starbucks enjoying drawing, as my girlfriend had her Nintendo Switch playing Minecraft, a wild Karen and her very sweet child appeared. The child came over and spoke in Japanese. "Cool art, sir." And I said, kindly, "Thanks. Would you like one?" He goes, "Yes, please." And so I ripped off, cleanly, an extra drawing of Monokuma and Junko posing. Deal with it, Junko haters. Yeah, I don't get that, but maybe some of you do. He ran off while saying thank you, and we were in awe, because he went up in excitement to his mum, and she instantly destroyed our kawaii Aurora into a holy poop. What have we just done? We just spawned the frickin' devil. Now, I'm a Texan-raised, military family-grown. I get all the brains from my mum and the muscle from my dad type of person, making me a sweet, yet very shy teddy bear. But I can turn into a drill sergeant and a mouth that can make a sailor blush. She, no, the devil herself, came up to us and literally threw her coffee in my girlfriend's face, socked me in the head as I tried to swing at her, and took my entire notebook and said, "You don't deserve this, you American scum," and that's when I was about to go into hysteria mode. Now, thankfully, there was a cop who was nearby, and he decided to go into super cop samurai mode and pinned her to a wall within seconds of her trying to take off. Now, I got held back, as I literally lost it, cussing in English with a southern accent and Japanese as my girlfriend was getting treated and a towel was placed over her, because her school uniform shirt is white and it's see-through since wet. Now, as that was happening, I passed out midway, since this Karen punched me in the temple, and that stress caused enough tension to make me pass out for 10 minutes, resulting in a concussion that screwed me over quite badly. In fact, I even asked my fiancé to space this story out for me because of how bad my grammar is at the moment. Okay, that kind of explains it. When I woke up, I found out that Karen had 4 other charges, and at that point, I got strapped to the mobile hospital bed because I'd lost it once again. Just like that, I was taken to hospital. Now, this story may not add up because of the concussion, and I'm sorry. I've also posted my drawings, and heck yes, we pressed charges, so that adds 3 more charges, making 7 total. Dear Mr. Redditor, I've been a fan since you were at 2K, and I want to say thank you so much for the content you give. Wow, Mr. Redditor, that's pretty nice, and I've got to say thank you very much. You've also posted quite a cool bit of art there. I assume this is yours. Very nice stuff. I'm sorry that this happened to you, and I hope you're right. Yeah, well, a pretty mental post there, but I guess that's what you can expect on my subreddit. Some crazy posts, some more normal, laid-back posts, and then, yeah, ones like this, where I don't really know what's going on, don't understand half of it, but it ends up with this dude just getting punched by a Karen. crazy scenes. Wow. Guys, if you want to get involved on my subreddit, then the link is on screen right now. It's also down in the description and the pinned comment below. Yeah, we have, 35,000 members in there right now. So if you want to get involved, post your stories, read other stories like this one, and, you know, get involved in the memes as well, as you'll see in the next post, then yeah, this is the subreddit for you. So come and join. You'll be more than welcome. Now moving on to our next post. Entitled Aunt Destroys My $1,200 Phone and Tries to Steal My Computer. I know this is a repost, but I reposted it just to try and be in Sir Redditor's, yes, I saw the Sir Redditor meme, newest video, and I added some extra details that I missed. You see, guys, if you're not part of the subreddit, you're missing out on all these memes. So yeah, come and get involved. You'll understand what Sir Redditor is and all that rubbish, all that funny stuff that goes on r/RedditorYT. Yeah, I'm waiting for you. Come and get involved in the banter. Anyway, since some people liked my meme post, I decided to post about my last encounter with my entitled aunt. God, it's been a while and my blood is boiling again. Just for some context, here is that meme that OP posted on r/RedditorYT earlier. So for some context, my father died in 2016 from brain cancer. So we're living off his business earnings. Dude, I'm so sorry to hear that. My grandpa and I became close after my father's death, and I always spent the weekends at his place, and he became a father to me. He bought me a new phone in January of 2019, the iPhone XS Max, and sadly, he died in late 2019. Wow, moving on with the story. God, I'm sorry to hear about that, man. That's terrible, Jesus. This happened in Christmas of 2020. My mum decided to invite the family over to our house because we never saw them because of COVID. Even her sister, the entitled aunt of this story, was invited, but because mum was sick of her rubbish and didn't want her to speak behind her back again. Everyone arrived at around 3:30, and guess who's late? The entitled aunt arrives 3 hours late at 6:30, and she brought her hexbons with her, a boy and a girl aged 6 and 7, who I already can't stand. I greeted them, and she gives me that smug smile that deserved a slap in the face. My mum said when they arrived, "You're late." Her sister, my entitled aunt, replied, "Sorry, I was shopping." "Well, you were supposed to be here 3 hours ago." "Don't tell me what to do and what not to do. I'm not your servant." "Okay, fine, fine. I'm at fault here. You're right." Mum was trying to avoid an argument. I go upstairs to my room and open a call on Discord with my friends. We were chatting for like 15 minutes, and then my entitled aunt's kids enter. Here's how it went. The first kid said, "Can we play on your computer?" She said it exactly like that. "I have a high-end custom gaming PC that I worked all of summer 2019 to buy its components to build, and my entitled aunt knew how expensive it was. It wasn't fully built yet." "Oh, no, sorry, only I get to use it," I reply. "Okay." The girl left quietly, and her brother followed moments later. Now, I knew they were up to something, because when I tell them no about anything, it becomes a full-blown argument with my entitled aunt. I hear her coming upstairs, so I left the Discord call and prepared myself for battle. "Why didn't you let them play?" "It's my computer, and I don't like anyone else using it, and it's not fully built yet." She then turns on Super Karen mode. "Oh, just because it's expensive, you think they'll ruin it?" I was holding my phone, texting while she was talking, just to show her that I'm not giving her any sign of respect, just like she does to me. Big mistake. She stomps my foot with her high heels, and God knows how much it hurt. She grabbed my phone and stomped on it, then finished it off by yeeting it towards the wall. I started to cry hysterically, even though I'm 17, because that phone was the last gift from my grandpa, and I was connected to it a lot because of that. "That's what you get, you son of a dog." I calmed myself down, slapped her as hard as humanly possible, told her.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
F you, gave her the bird, and pushed her hard enough for her to fall down the stairs. Now, sadly, she wasn't injured. Everyone runs up to her, and she's lying on the ground with just a tiny bruise from the fall to see what happened. And like every other Karen, she says, "He assaulted me! He broke my arm!" My eyes were still red from the crying, and it was obvious that she was lying. I showed them the shattered phone, and my mum, in shock, says, "I've had enough of your rubbish. Get out of here and forget that you were ever my sister." "How could you believe that, liar? You're supposed to believe me. I'm your sister." "You destroyed my son's phone and claimed that he assaulted you, and you think everyone will believe you? Get out of here, you female dog." "Fine, but..." And then she winks at her kids. Her kids run upstairs. One grabs the PC CPU and the other grabs the mouse and keyboard and try to bolt, but my nice uncle and I cut them off, and my mum calls the cops. "Get your hands off of them, you perverts!" My nice uncle replied, "Enough, you've gone too far. You insulted my sister-in-law, my nephew, and you tried to steal from him? What was I thinking when I married you?" Now bear in mind, my nice uncle here is my entitled aunt's husband. Minutes pass and the cops come. We explain everything to them, and the night ends with my entitled aunt sitting in the back seat of a police cruiser. She was charged with theft, destruction of property, I don't know the exact term, and assault, and I never saw her again. 2 days later, I bought the same iPhone model with the same color in an electronics store nearby, but it just didn't feel the same. I heard from my grandma that my entitled aunt and nice uncle are now divorced, and my entitled aunt and her kids are staying at her friend and fellow Karen's house. By the way, here's a picture of the wrecked phone for proof. Now, OP actually posted the photo on my subreddit the other day for proof, and it got, wow, over 218 upvotes. Pretty insane stuff there, and yeah, that is a pretty smashed up phone. I mean, I guess it's not proof that, you know, this whole story happened word for word, but it is proof that a very nice phone, the iPhone XS Max or whatever it's called, I can't remember what it's called, iPhone XS Max 12? Is that what it was? Or 10? I don't know, but it's expensive anyway. Leave me alone. And clearly, yeah, it got absolutely destroyed, as you can see in the photo. OP, I'm very sorry this happened to you. Wow, that phone is messed up. Now moving on to our final story of today's video. Entitled parent throws a small tantrum because I pay by card during COVID. So, a little backstory. Me and my friend moved to Austria in November of 2019. We planned to leave in February 2020, but as you might know, COVID hit, and we had to stay quarantined until summer. Now, I'm a 23-year-old dude, and I live with a 22-year-old dude. We're not gay, we don't sleep in the same bed, and we don't kiss each other. Oh, and I forgot to mention, since we didn't plan to stay here for like 10 months, we don't speak the language. I'm now back in England, by the way. On to the story. So I went to a local supermarket to buy something to eat, since we had nothing at home. So I pick up a few items and go to check out. A lady in front of the counter yells at me for taking out my phone to pay contactless instead of my wallet. Here's how our lovely conversation went. The woman says, in German, "Where's your wallet, kid? Are you trying to pay with your phone?" I say to her in English, "I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying. I don't speak German." She says again in German, "Then why are you here?" Another customer, who becomes the translator in this story and is also my savior, says to me in English, "Dude, she's asking why you are here if you don't speak German. And before, she asked why you're taking out your phone. Do you want to pay with that?" "Oh, yeah, alright. Can you tell her that I'm paying with my phone?" "Yes. And what's wrong with me being in a country that I don't speak the language of?" He tells her in German what I said. The store worker says to me, the legend also spoke English, "Look, mate, ignore her, just pay with your phone." Now, on my way home, she starts screaming at me again, so I just call the cops. The cop asked me if I'd want to press charges. By the way, I asked the translator guy to call them, and I said no, since I don't feel like going to court for such a petty thing. Now, I had a ton of fun writing this, and I'll update if I see another dumb Karen. Thanks for reading. And there we go. Well, I'm not really sure why this woman had such a problem with you paying by card, especially during COVID. That's definitely the most healthy way of paying and the way that's, you know, the least likely to carry germs. Imagine handing over cash that has been all over your hands to the store worker. That's, you know, a recipe for disaster, isn't it? In my country, I know at least you can't pay with cash in a lot of places. So I don't really know why this Karen had such a problem with you paying by card. It seems a much more, you know, sanitary friendly way of doing things, if that's even a phrase. I just don't understand the logic here. Weird one, once again. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing some of your own stories. If you want to get involved in future videos like this, then come and post your stories or your memes, whatever you want, about the channel, about entitled people, about anything, over on my Reddit. It's linked down below. It's on screen once again right now, r/redditoryt, if you want to get in the mix. So yeah, appreciate you. See you all later, and yeah, have a good day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.